Shift your paradigm, empower your life, and unlock your true hidden potential. Written by Dionys J. Rodriguez. Narrated by Dionys J. Rodriguez. For Nathaniel and Ariella. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Introduction. I've had an incredibly successful life. I was born at the bottom of society in a poor village in the Dominican Republic, but my parents' decision to emigrate to the United States created amazing opportunities for me. A combination of hard work, resilience, and excellent teachers and mentors allowed me to transform myself via education. After graduating from Cornell University and Harvard Business School, HBS, I achieved great career success, working for institutions like AIG and other multi-billion dollar organizations. I climbed the corporate ladder and was unstoppable in all of my endeavors. In 2013, 4 years after I founded and successfully led the Harvard Business School Real Estate Alumni Association, the school's newly appointed Executive Director of Alumni Affairs asked me to step down from my role as president of the volunteer organization I've thrown my soul into. This blow came out of nowhere, leaving me feeling deeply betrayed by an institution I loved. I felt like a failure. For the first time in my life, my motivation, focus, and drive to succeed were negatively impacted. My paradigm shifted, and I felt like a sailboat without a mast in a vast sea, unable to move in the direction I wanted. I was powerless. So I started to research motivation, self-awareness, and related topics in a desperate attempt to get my power and my life back. I searched deep within myself, looking for that strength I'd used to overcome past obstacles. Before all of this, I'd grown from an impoverished immigrant into a Harvard Business School alum and successful businessman. I was incredibly powerful. Everything had seemed easy, and then a single obstacle changed my personal lens. Even worse, I didn't understand why I felt that way or what I could do about it. As a result of this difficult experience, for the past several years, I've studied how people overcome significant obstacles to find their definition of success. What I have learned from countless books, articles, courses, and internal and external dialogues, and other research is that humans are controlled by their paradigms. Our personal paradigms determine how we view, react to, and feel about life and the world. We develop our paradigms throughout our lives as we form a view of the world and interpret events in light of our general sense of ourselves, our consciousness, and our being relative to the world. Our personal paradigm is our philosophy of what progress through life is all about and includes a definition of who I am at any point in time, what the world is like, and how I interact with it. Paradigms are essentially the internal mental infrastructure or computer mainframe, if you will, from which we view life, create feelings, filter experiences, and make decisions. The biggest complicating factor for all of us is that this is a subconscious function, controlled by past experiences and easily shifted by negative and positive emotions. Thanks to my mentors and teachers, I had powerful paradigms that helped me achieve my definition of success up until I failed. Otherwise, this negative experience would have prevented me from reaching my goals. It did not matter whether I really failed or not, because my internal lens believed my feelings reflected reality, which then impacted my motivation, actions, and overall life perspective. We are all slaves to our paradigms. I never got an official straight answer from HBS as to why they asked me to step down, but I was able to piece together what others believed happened after several discussions with folks from within the school, as well as wealthy alumni who are major donors to the institution. Apparently, I was the brown face of a club that represented the most successful real estate alumni network in the United States and globally. I was not the right fit for the job because I am a person of color and come from an impoverished background, whereas they were elite, the most powerful real estate network in the world. I should have suspected a possible issue when a year earlier, an alum and major donor, likely worth hundreds of millions of dollars, casually told
Sample complete. Ready to continue?